Visit EFonFire.com. That is EFonFire.com. Hello, English learners. I'm Noah. Today, you will learn an expression you can use when you want to visit someone politely. As you listen to a dialogue, you may guess what the expression is used. Also, please take note to the response of the expression. Is the response correct or wrong? What is the meaning of the response? In this dialogue also, there are pronunciation mistakes. I will not talk about them here, but you can identify them and post them on our Facebook page. Just search English Flash on Fire and list all the pronunciation mistakes you think are mispronounced on the page. Okay, in this dialogue, Rose is calling her friend Noah, asking him if she could visit him at his house. Noah is happy and excited to see Rose because they haven't seen each other for a long time. Let us now listen to their conversation on the telephone. Hello?
Noe, hi, good morning, it's Rose, how's your everything?
Oh, hi Rose, I haven't seen you in years. I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm great. Do you mind if I stop by later today?
Sure, I'd love to. What time will you be coming?
Maybe at 4 o'clock, would that be fine?
Alright, I'm excited to see you.
I'll text you when I am coming. I won't keep you any longer. Bye, see you later.
Thanks, bye. Now, what is the expression used by Rose when she asked Noah for permission to visit him at his house? What was Noah's response? What do you think of his response? Was it appropriate? Was it meaningful? If you want to have a deeper discussion on this episode, visit our Facebook page. Well, in the conversation, Noah's response to the question, "Do you mind if I stop by later?" was meaningful, but it was inappropriate. The correct response should be, "No, not at all," or "No, I don't mind. I love to see you." When Noah said sure, what that means is that Noah is bothered about it and Rose cannot visit her. We can observe that Noah likes to see Rose, but his response is the opposite of what he means. The "do you mind if" question is a troublesome question for many English learners, because it is a little bit of a complicated question due to the word mind. The meaning of the word mind here as a verb means to be bothered or to be upset. So when someone asks you that begins with the phrase, "Do you mind if," your response could be, "Not at all, go ahead," or "No, I don't," if it is okay with you. If you are bothered about it, then your response should be in the negative, like, "I'm sorry, I'm busy today. I'm sorry, I can't." So the expression that you can use to say in English when you want to visit someone is, "Do you mind if?" This phrase is used to ask someone's permission politely. If you don't mind it, your response is in the affirmative, but if you are bothered about it, then your response is in the negative. Okay, that's all for today. This is Nova, and you can still have time to learn English, no matter how busy you are. Until next time, bye! Tell us what you think about today's episode. You can listen to this episode again and read the transcript on the internet at efonfire.com. You can leave a comment in our website or on our Facebook page. Just search English Flash on Fire. We would love to hear from you. We hope you can join us again for the next episode. Goodbye! Thank you.